So Emerald Republic Brewing Company down in Pensacola, Florida, is helping their community out by using their special equipment to actually filter fresh water, and then they're going to be able to give that fresh water to those people in need.
That's cool.
They're using their reverse osmosis system. The company is able to provide up to 10 gallons of water per person as long as they bring in their own containers to actually store it in. And one of their company owners recognized that the grocery shopping is, of course, a big adventure nowadays. And so they wanted to just basically allow people to have one less thing to worry about. And that, of course, is having fresh water. Because I don't know if you notice in the stores, obviously there's certain areas that are definitely like clearing out, and the water is definitely one of them.
Yeah, and you know, if you don't have those reusable jugs to fill up in the little system thing they have in the store, you don't have the ability to do that. Plus, you know, maybe some people don't want to venture out to the grocery stores too much. So this is a great opportunity for people to get something. Also, I noticed a lot of distilleries now making a form of hand sanitizer.
Right, yeah.
And they're shipping that out to the places in need because, again, at the grocery store, if you try to find toilet paper and hand sanitizer, good luck because you're probably not going to find it. So I'm glad that a lot of these companies, and I'm also glad that the government's stepping up to allow them to do a lot of these things. So it's just really cool.
Oh. Yeah, for sure. Of course. I mean, because it's like you never, in a situation like this where obviously people aren't going to be looking for the normal things coming from these companies, it's cool that they can actually, you know, do something about it and be able to provide other things based off of what they're already doing for their company.
Absolutely. So continue to support a lot of these businesses that are doing great things. And I like that they're thinking outside the box or outside of the bottle to make things work for the community. So that's the happy headline of the day. If you know great stories like that, we'd love to hear about it. Send it to us at 983thecoast.com so it could be the next happy headline of the day.